the winners of the iHeart Podcast Awards. The latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights.
The iHeart Podcast Awards are taking over Austin, Texas. It's the 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards presented by The Hartford, live at South by Southwest.
I am here to present the podcast of the year. Whew, here we go. I'm nervous. This has nothing to do with me. And the iHeart Podcast Award goes to New Heights.
Listen, this is an incredible honor, especially for two jabronis like us. To receive an award like this is beyond humbling.
The iHeart Podcast Awards took place at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Podcast of the Year went to New Heights. iHeart won 7 of the 30 awards, including the international winner from iHeart Podcast Australia. SiriusXM's Simplecast hosted 9 of the winners. iHeart's OmniStudio hosted 8. We have a full list of the winners and a video of the event in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. The top shows in the UK for quarter 4 23 were announced by Edison Research. The data from Edison Podcast Metrics UK says that the BBC has no shows in the top 10, and there's only one US show in the top 10 too. Acast hosts the most shows in the list. Rooster Teeth is to close. The company's Roost podcast network will continue to operate while owners Warner Brothers Discovery finds a buyer. It has 150 full-time employees. Blueberry's statistics for this month has added a new category showing places with the largest growth of listening in February. South Korea seems to be having a moment with a growth of 700%, though the Pope's getting his fair share of podcasts too, with a 524% growth from listeners in the Vatican City. It's Spotify's fifth year in India, the country with the biggest population on Earth. Last year, 4 of the top 10 podcasts on Spotify in India were in the mythology and spirituality genre. In Australia, people listen to podcasts for as long each week as they listen to FM radio. That's according to ACMA, the Australian media regulator, in their new report, How We Watch and Listen to Content. The weekly radio audience has declined over the last 6 years by 25 to 33%. Libsyn has added support for podcast transcripts. Users can upload a transcript in SRT or VTT format. And if you need one making, Libsyn's competitor Spreaker offers a website and desktop app offering free podcast transcription for everyone. Embedded players by Podverse, Podfriend and Justcast are being excluded from OP3 stats after downloading audio when the page is loaded rather than when the listener presses play, and after Audia announced it was to purchase the Radio FM app on February the 27th, detailed why it wanted to buy it on February the 29th and how it fit into its overall M&A user acquisition strategy on March the 4th, it's decided not to purchase Radio FM after all. Audia had announced it was building a feature that skips ads in podcasts, scheduled to launch in mid-January in the company's Fader app. That feature hasn't yet launched either. In People News, Amazon Music has made Megan Bradshaw the head of podcasts Europe, Australia and New Zealand. And Anna Karina Quiroz is head of podcasts for North America, LATAM and Spain. And in podcast news from Airwave, this day in history does what you might expect. Today, it looks at the discovery of oil in Alaska on this day in 1968. It's from the History Channel, and we thank Airwave for their support this month. And Choiceology with Katie Milkman has returned for a new season. The podcast launched in 2018 and has been tackling how we make decisions ever since. The show starts with an episode that uncovers why we're more likely to believe things the more they are repeated. And with election season well underway in much of the world, it's a worthwhile listen too. It's from Pacific Content. Talking about believing things, the more they're repeated, podnews.net/support, podnews.net/support, podnews.net/support. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and industry with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.